And hello, 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 and welcome back to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business, and where we talk about things that have to do with Waterfire, but not only Waterfire, but all of those beautiful things that happen in Rhode Island. And we were lucky enough just to be speaking to Robin Crawford, who is part of Volvo and the Volvo Ocean Race, which is happening. And it was sponsoring our first fire on Saturday. It's a partial fire, so it's not a full lighting. But I thought, you know, what a transition would it be to go from these big boats going all around the world to one of our favorite partners at Waterfire, which is La Gondola. R.I., and my friend Marcello, who is here. And if anyone doesn't know, actually, I think everybody knows, if they're from Rhode Island, who you are. But those beautiful gondolas that we see on the rivers and the singing that happens. Marcello, you're the man behind the business, right?
That's right. Thanks, Bronwyn. It's great to be here.
And not only behind the business, you're actually doing all the work, too.
Yes, indeed. A little bit less now, perhaps, than before, but we've got a great group of gondoliers that take a little bit of the pressure off me now.
All right, so I've got to ask you, can you give me a little bit of, I mean, we know that gondolas happen in Europe, and when they came to Rhode Island and the rivers, one, what inspired you to be part of that and to start it?
I actually tell a story of blind luck and divine intervention. Okay. I was on the crew team in college and was looking for a summer job the summer after my junior year, and went to the first temp agency on my list looking for warehouse work, what I had done the previous year. Mm-hmm. And she didn't have anything well-paying enough for me to go back to school, but I happened to mention crew. And she said, crew means rowing, right? I said, yeah. So she said, well, I was at a job fair at Providence College a couple weeks back, and there was a couple looking for gondoliers. I said, sign me up.
Well, because it is a different way of doing things. One, can you describe the length of the boats? And they are. They're beautifully crafted.
They really are. And so the boats are 36 feet long. They're about 5 feet wide. Two are a little bit more narrow than that. One is a little bit wider than that. But what actually makes them, I think, most interesting in their design and engineering is that they are actually asymmetric, which is something different from almost the entire world over is boats, in that they are asymmetric in two ways. First, the starboard side is more straight, the port side is more curved, but also it is built to list slightly to starboard as well to compensate for the gondolier's weight always being on port side.
And when you
and
say
the oar being on one side.
Exactly.
It's actually torqued. I mean, it's when you look down end to end, you think, that's weird. They kind of twisted it, but that's very deliberate, and it has to be done just right.
Yeah. It's all designed so that one person can row off of one side with one oar most effectively. And actually, those changes are relatively recent in Venetian history, too. They rowed for almost 1,000 years before somebody came up with the idea to try making an asymmetric boat.
Really?
Yep.
And so what is it like trying to navigate the waterways in Providence? Because you're actually putting the oar down, right, into the sand. And is that, or is it not going into the sand?
No, a lot of people think that we push off the bottom. It's the British who punt. All Italian boats are, well, all Venetian boats are rowed. So it's actually far better for us to have a little more water and not be able to touch the bottom, because hitting the bottom will actually pop the oar out of the oar lock, and the gondolier loses control that way.
Oh, so you understand our issue with sometimes the low tides.
Absolutely.
That's why we had you at the tea party.
Yep, exactly, which was a great tea party.
Yeah, it was a grand tea party, and we mentioned it at the last show, which was not so much that we can't do water fire, but that it's very hard for boats to operate through the river park we've made to celebrate the river at the heart of Providence.
Absolutely.
And we're banding together to bring attention to that, because it'd be great to have more boats going up there. And if you own a boat, particularly a boat with a propeller, you've got to be very aware of the bottom, but you equally with your oar are constrained on where you can go.
We only draw about 8 or 10 inches of water, and that's with 6 people on board. But in order to row effectively, we need 2 or 3 feet.
Exactly.
And we stay out of Water Place Park almost completely except on water fire nights now.
Because it's
of
too
the depth
shallow.
Of the water. Yep,
oh, exactly. I didn't realize that. So even at high tide, you tend to avoid it because it's just...
Right. not just because of the depth of the water issues, but also since so many buildings have gone up around there, we've ended up with wind problems since... It's changed the way the air flows through the city. So places that weren't a problem before have now become problematic, and when you don't have enough water to row effectively anyway, trying to row through wind that is more than
Because then you need deep water to get the bite of the oar.
Okay. And so trying to navigate, like, as a gondolier, what is that almost weight-wise? Like, I imagine it almost like looking as pushing up weights somewhere, and like a 200-pound...
It really is. It's like doing, 1,000 push-ups in a day, rowing for an evening or something like that.
Yeah, well, that's a lot, and I know because I met a beautiful woman that is on your team now.
Serafina?
Serafina, absolutely.
And because there aren't a lot of women gondoliers.
There are very few. Absolutely. There's only one licensed in Venice, and she was a relatively recent addition.
Mm-hmm. And you know her. Actually,
I do
indeed. You've met her.
She's the daughter of the Dante. Man who started the gondola lineage in Providence, who trained my old boss. Yep, yep, Dante.
And now, so when you audition people, because we're talking about the boats, but you also sing.
A little bit, yeah.
What do you mean a little bit? You sing a lot.
The most important thing is that they be able to row effectively.
Yes.
And then singing is a requirement, but I tell the guys, you don't have to be Pavarotti. You don't have to be able, you just have to be willing.
So when you, all right, so if somebody, even if it's so on Waterfire Nights, it would be hard, I would think, to sing because you've got all the music coming over you.
Right, we almost never get to sing on Fire Nights.
But you're always there on the river on other nights when, you can do things. Can you give me just 3 bars or 4 bars of what someone might hear if they were to be on your gondola?
All right, well, I'll tell you what. I've got a friend whose birthday it is today, and he taught me the first song that I learned for the gondola.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
great.
The song is called Il mio bel fuoco, means my beautiful fire. So I figured it would be a good song.
Oh, that's a perfect song.
Water and fire.
You might want to back up from the microphone a little bit.
Well, not very loud. So.
Okay.
All right.
Il mio bel fuoco, o lontano vicino, che ser possio senza cangiar mai sempre.
So a little shout out to Rico.
That's awesome. And that's what someone might hear when they go out on the gondola.
Yep.
And so what else are you doing on the gondola site? Do you provide food? Or?
Well, on every trip we provide ice bucket glasses and opener. You can bring along whatever you'd like for beverages, wine, Prosecco, something harder or softer. We serve complimentary handmade Italian wine biscuits. They're handmade right down in Warwick by one of our accordion players. She has a little Italian deli. And from there, the trip really is tailored to the people that we have on board. A couple from Riverside celebrating their 15th anniversary on Friday night is interested in a very different trip than, a family of 4 from Iowa who are taking a trip on a Wednesday afternoon. Sometimes we spend the entire time talking about the history of the city or other things to do or, highlights to hit, restaurants to try, things like that. Sometimes we are completely silent. And all that we do is sing a couple songs under the bridges. So it's really the experience that you want is what we try and provide.
And then
the experience on the gondola during Waterfire, it's from our perspective on shore, it's just magical to see these shiny black vessels pass through the dark water with all the reflections. But on the boat, because I've been on it, it's an amazing, it's just this floating sort of world.
It really is just incredible. I mean, Waterfire is... For us, not only the 5 senses, but it's like there's a 6th sense that gets keyed on a night where there's so many things happening around you that's just extra special.
I think that's just amazing. And you've been such a wonderful partner to us. And we're going to have to take a break right now. We've been talking to Marcello from La Gondola RI. So if you've ever been at Waterfire and wondering how you might get onto those boats... You might want to come back after the break, because you're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island AM 790, your station for talk and business, and we'll give you some information on how you can actually do that on a waterfire night, and even on a not waterfire night, because you might hear that beautiful voice that we
just
heard. Well,
that'll be on our waterfire website, waterfire.org/now. We'll have the contact information. Actually, you're always on our website.
I believe we are. Yep, absolutely.
Excellent. So we'll be right back. Thank you for listening.